Need a hip replacement? Call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And we have our community connection now.
Shop at home, have a green country Christmas. There are drawings, cash, and prizes you can win. When you shop the stores with the green tree on the doors, you get more of every dollar that you spend. Shop at home, have a green country Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season. Today it's a special time for joy and celebration. We wish you all the best these holidays. Bartlesville and Dewey, it's all here. Have a green country Christmas this year.
And that is the topic of our conversation this morning. Dory Potter back in to help me out with this one this morning. Hey, we are, tomorrow's the first day of December. We're counting down the days.
Can you believe it? Will it be 3 weeks from today, Charlie,
that we will be
giving away lots more prizes?
We'll ignore the fact that that day is also going to be the first day of winter. We're just going to talk about big drawings.
It will be warm-hearted in here, Charlie. Warm-hearted for sure, because that's always one of the highlights of our year is being able to give away lots of prizes.
Checking with people who are baking cookies or getting some things set, making sure they answered all those Christmas cards and winning in the process.
Wherever you might be, we'll come to you and verify your tickets, and hopefully you can be a Green Country Christmas winner too. That day, it'll be December 21st. We'll start at 9 o'clock here on the radio, giving out numbers. We'll have 12 prize packages that will be given away that day. It will consist of the major prizes that have been given by businesses locally, but it'll also consist of leftover daily prizes that we've been giving away now for the last couple weeks.
But this is not leftovers like leftover because you're still eating Thanksgiving turkey leftovers. These are simply, great prizes.
These are brand new great prizes, but no one claimed them because they didn't come in with their ticket. But we've had 20 people come in so far and pick up daily prizes. And so people want to look every day in the Sunrise Reporter or in the Examiner Enterprise, or they want to listen here on the radio. They want to listen onto Weatherline, our Weatherline service, or the website too. Yeah. Did I mention that? Go to our website as well. So there's five places that you can get the daily numbers. We draw daily numbers Monday through Friday, and you have 3 business days to come in and claim your prize. So if it was drawn in the morning of Monday, you have till Wednesday at 5 o'clock to, if that's was the first time it was announced, then you have till Wednesday at 5 o'clock, 3 business days to pick up and claim your prize.
Today is Thursday, so Thursday, Friday, Monday.
Monday right. Evening will be the last one for the prizes that are today. So, like I said, we've had a lot of prize winners so far, happy people, and when you do come in and pick it up, we do keep that ticket, but we give you some extras then that you'll have for the final drawing as well. And so you definitely want to claim your daily prizes and be watching for the major prizes.
And Kevin was in this morning at just after 6, letting us know that we have one recent addition to the businesses that are out there offering green tickets. So stop by, and he told me the name of it, and I'm going to say it's the business formerly known as the
Feed Mart Just for Pets. Now it's for something. If you are,
that's why I'm kind of hesitating.
Yeah, I know we're all drawing a blank this morning too. But
I've only heard it once. So
exactly, me too. But anyway, I know it started with fur. If you are, but people know where it is, so be sure and stop by there and get your green tickets as well.
Yeah.
But again, there's about 100 locations. We'll have our ticket picker uppers today around picking up the tickets, because every Thursday they go around to the businesses and pick up the tickets so that we have the most recent tickets for our daily drawings that we do every week, every day.
But the tickets I claimed last night, you probably don't have yet, so I'll
wait. We don't have yet, but they will be available soon, because they're picking them up today.
Okay, so, sounds good.
But we do have a lot of people involved. Like I say, we have ticket picker uppers that are picking up, you know, the tickets from the various businesses. Also, that day of drawing, we'll have all of our salespeople and staff people out around the community ready to be as close as they can to your location to check your daily prizes. We have people at the stores who are helping rip the tickets, give out the tickets, that type of thing too. So there's just a lot of people that go together to make this promotion happen, and then a lot of happy people at the end.
Absolutely. Yeah, a few disappointed ones, but we only have 12 big prizes, so somebody, I'm sorry that we have more than 12 people participating.
But we've had a lot of fun stories, too, of winners over the years, you know, that have won, too. And it's just always a joy to be able to do that and make somebody's Christmas extra special in that way. Everybody's a winner when they shop locally, though, Charlie. You know, that's the thing that we want. And that's what Green Country Christmas is all about, is keeping people shop locally. Yeah, it's easy to go online and find something and order it in. But you know what? You're not getting that one-on-one personal service. You're not supporting the tax dollars that we have here in our community, per se. And different things like this, that service and behind the sale that you get when you shop locally. So this is one more thing that the local people do for you. And the local people are the ones who support our ball teams and our arts associations and all of these things too. So we really want to encourage people to shop locally when you can. I mean, we know there's some things you can't get locally, but when you can, we all benefit by shopping locally.
But as recent openings and constructions are still going on, stores are opening up all the time. So
that's right.
So if you couldn't get it last year,
you might be this year too, as well. So check it out and see what you can do. And that's part of the fun of just Christmas too, is shopping and visiting with people and as long as you avoid the crowded times. Now that can be the crazy part of it.
I've always been warped in that way. I enjoy just wandering the malls or whatever, you know, just being among the people who are out shopping.
Heading downtown store to store and just kind of doing things and stuff, making it an event. And take your grandkids or take your neighbors maybe if there's somebody who is shut in and not able to get around easily, take them out to coffee or take them to one of the restaurants that are also participating and make their holiday special too.
Sounds like a great idea. You mentioned that we've had 20 winners already. I'm going to take a short break and we'll review some of those winners and still pass along some tips on how you can be a winner coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And continuing with a community connection, we do have some winners. I think Dory said we have had about 20. Now, it's possible we could be giving away a Christmas gift, but since most of these are gift certificates, it's not going to be a big giveaway.
That's true. And, sorry, but it's public knowledge here, so here we go. Anissa Befford, she won from My Dentist and Opulence Go Take Home Whitening System, and so that's really a wonderful value, and hope she enjoys that.
Well, more than the minimum $50 that we ask the businesses to give, so, that's a good deal. Yeah.
Jerry J. from Copan, Oklahoma won a $50 gift certificate from United Rental.
Okay.
And we might butcher some of these names because it's kind of hard to read some of this writing, Charlie, of what people wrote down.
I understand. I've got an 11-letter last name. There are no ways that you can mispronounce my name I haven't already heard, I think.
Teresa Diahoya won a $50 gift certificate from Action Communications. She's from Pahaska.
Okay.
Marilyn Jackson from Bartlesville won a $100 gift certificate from Michael's Carpet and Sleep Center.
And Rebecca Bryant won a $50 gift certificate from Dillard's. Charlie, one of my favorites.
Okay. Good. Melissa, one of the grand prizes coming up on the 21st.
Exactly.
Melissa McKinney from Dewey won a $50 gift card from Armstrong Bank of Bartlesville.
Okay. And Dan Davis of Dewey won a $50 Imaging Concepts gift certificate.
Merry Christmas to that family.
Richard Thompson from Bartlesville also won a $100 gift certificate from Michael's Carpet and Sleep Center.
And Nancy Lawyer of Bartlesville won a $50 gift certificate from State Farm Zach Henderson.
Charles Lee from Dewey won a $50 gift card from American Heritage Bank.
Mary Fox won a $50 gift card from RCB Bank.
Sandy Mason from Dewey won four tours at the Frank Phillips home done by the directors.
And Dana Martinez of Bartlesville won an area rug from Sooner Carpet.
I know she was excited about that when she came to pick that up. She was pretty excited
that
about
too.
That. Jason Rader from Bartlesville won a day of beauty for your vehicle. He was really excited about that.
And who was that presented by?
From Honda of Bartlesville.
Cool.
He was really excited to go down to Honda and get that done.
Jennifer Wingo from Ramona won a $50 gift certificate from Homeland on Frank Phillips.
Connie Burton from Bartlesville won a $50 gift certificate from Peter's True Value.
Rachel Swindell won a rechargeable toothbrush kit from My Dentist.
Mary Fox from Bartlesville won a $50 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill.
And Robert McClassen won a $50 gift certificate from Lookin' Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaning.
Jana, I'm going to butcher this last name because I don't.
Honeycutt.
Won a free oil change from Tate Boys on Highway 75.
Yeah, synthetic oil change on that one, so that'll last a while.
Exactly. So those are some of the winners so far. But Charlie, people have a chance to win $5,000 cash from the radio stations. They have a chance to win $3,000, $2,000, or $1,000 cash prizes from the Cherokee Casino in Ramona. They have a chance to win an Invisalign orthodontic treatment from My Dentist. They have a chance to win two round-trip Southwest airline tickets anywhere in the continental United States from Spears Travel.
Saw Gary Spears the other day. He was excited about being ready to come in and do that.
Do that again. Tell us about what's going on in the travel industry. Also, Dunge's Family of Autos, again, is giving away their set of tires, a detail, and an alignment. And we've got that roof from Heritage Roofing again, too. Plus, you know my favorite, Charlie, the $750 shopping spree from Dillard's in the Washington Park Mall.
Yep.
Some people might think that the Adams Golf Course gift membership for golf for a year would be my favorite, too. Well, that's my second favorite, okay?
They're both excellent prizes, but yeah, I think if you have to have just one favorite, I can see why
you should. Dillard's is my, I like golf, too, so that's a good thing. Also, we've got two $250 gift certificates from Tri-County Tech, and that includes a manicure, pedicure, facial, lunch at the Osage Market, and a class. Whole lot from Tri-County Tech. Tina, what else do we have?
Well, from Cliff's Flooring and Windows, we have a $500 Hunter Douglas window treatment. Beautify your home for your guests coming in.
Yep.
We have $660 in gas from Phillips 66. We all need that. We have a Lazy Boy recliner from Bob Loftus Furniture. Load up the grandkids on your lap for that one. We have two $250 gift certificates from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouse, two one-week pet stays in a non-camera room from Paws Resort and Spa. If you're going out of town and you need somewhere for your fur baby to stay.
And each one of our 12 packages that we're going to have are also going to get a AAA membership package from Paul's Wrecker, too. So everybody's going to win one of those 3 weeks from today, Thursday the 21st.
Exactly. And so, I mean, even if your car never breaks down, you never need to be let into your vehicle, even if you never run out of gas, the AAA discounts when you go travel, hotel, motel discounts, restaurant discounts, all kinds of things go along with that AAA.
But Charlie, most people have a breakdown somewhere, sometime in your lifetime.
I'm just saying, if you never have it, it still is going to benefit
you. Still worth it, too. Right. We also have two $250 Visa gift cards from American Heritage Bank.
And then we have my favorite, the two $250 gift certificates from Wendell's Rock and Jewelry.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that. You can't beat that.
So a lot of great major prizes, as well as, like we said, leftovers. They aren't really leftover. They are brand new items that are not claimed.
Yeah.
And so we'll have a lot of daily prize items that are added into.
And again, just in the tip for about a minute that we have left, this is not too early to start getting your tickets organized.
Well, because of the daily prizes, you really want them organized right now. And when we do offer a daily prize business, the ticket is going to be from that business for most cases, and so if you didn't shop there, then you might not need to look at your tickets.
But which is why when I'm reading the prizes on the air, I always give the name of the business first.
Maybe someone in your family shopped there and you didn't know it, and so it's good to look at your numbers, have them in order.
Sound like a great deal. Again, continue to shop locally, and stop in even if you don't shop at that particular business. Walk in the front door, talk to the clerk, and say, "Hey, I'd like my free ticket, please."
Exactly.
You're going to see something you might like.
Perfect. Have fun, Charlie.
Okay, thank you very much. And that is a Community Connection this morning on AM 1400. We've got more on the way from Oklahoma News Network, but the Community Connection, as always, on AM 1400, brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and also by First Baptist Church. 45 degrees at AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. News on the way next, 5 before 9.
From the UNN, I'm Sean Carey.